موشي ربي نوح موشي رايا مهمنا شرطا على شيخنا مئة بعشرين شنا أشير حي بأرضنا
זכותו מרן כל עם ישראל שבע באדר פסוק says that when ריבונו של עולם appointed משה בעל ושלום to save עם ישראל his response was הם לא יאמינו לי so he said they're not going to believe in me so now it's very puzzling because how could it be משה בעל ושלום would say such a thing he would say that and also it's not a good point you know you just appointed and you're given a job you know by Ribono Shel Olam why you start your job with such a negative attitude no hem lo yaminu li
why is this you're not puzzled
He didn't know he should not talk negative about Am Yisrael. Of course he knows. So why he complained about Am Yisrael? I mean, this is at the beginning of his task. Now all of a sudden he says, they don't believe in me.
Why would he say such a thing?
Maybe he said that, okay, they were supposed to be in Galut 400 years, now it's 210. Who believes me that 200 before I have to go over this time?
I understand, of course, but you should talk positive about them. I mean, we don't expect this from Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom.
Maybe the emphasis was not on Israel, the emphasis was him.
Him?
Him himself. They don't believe in me.
Right, no, that's, yeah, exactly. Exactly, that's what his point, and you grab the opportunity, but he's saying, no, you're pushing me, I'm gonna go there, nothing's gonna happen, they don't believe in me. That's what he's saying. He has to look positive, you know, give him a benefit of doubt. Listen, Harav Sefadi misses an unbelievable thing. Alav says that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, when he was appointed to save Am Yisrael, so he figured out, you know, maybe
the Ribono Shel Olam could have some plan for us.
So he made it Char Miche, they call it. You know what that is? Yes?
Bulletproof.
Yeah, he made it bulletproof. How? So he thought, you know, I'm going to go there, and then Hashem is going to say, this nation is not deserving to be saved. I don't have emunah. Why do you want him? You know, it's a waste of time. So what did he do? He make sure that all the conditions are that are prepared. So he told Hashem, you know, I'm going to go there. They're not going to believe in me. So what did he mean? He meant that you should know, even though that they don't believe me, what does it mean they don't believe me? No, what does it mean that they don't believe me? He meant they don't believe me and they don't believe in you. Which one? He's gonna say
to Am Yisrael, I'm the messenger of Hashem.
What would they say?
They didn't believe in Hashem.
They said, Hashem.
So he was trying to make sure that Hashem would not say, you know, they're not deserving. So he told Hashem, I'm gonna go there and they're not gonna believe me. So what are you talking about? They're, you know, ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. No, they're not like this. They're going to believe in you. Why? Because if he goes there, and then Am Yisrael will have some
doubts,
some sefekot, So then the plan would not go through. So what did he do? So he made sure that Hashem unconditionally is going to save them. Now Chas v'Shalom, Moshe Abraham Shalom had doubt in Yisrael. He wanted to make Hashem realize, don't send me there that you make Alilot. I'm not ready for Alilot. So what did he do? He presented the worst scenario that could happen. So they're not going to believe me. So no, go, they believe you. So later on, so Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, would not, change his mind. So not only that, Harav Sofer Emet says, actually, Shalom, he established a foundation for later generation, that the time would come that, look at today. You ask somebody, how are you doing today? What do they say? What do they say?
Could be better.
What do you say? You say, how are you doing today? What do you say?
Could be better.
I thought you say something else, no?
Yes, you said.
What do you say when they say, how are you doing today?
Baruch Hashem. Fine.
Baruch Hashem Dururi. That's like a guy. What's Baruch Hashem? You know, look at him. He's down. He's not smiling. He's worried. You know, if you had the x-ray for the mind, Hashem Yarachem. What going to him? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. You know, who believes, really in Hashem today? You know anybody believe in Hashem today, maybe 100%?
Come here.
if somebody would believe in Hashem 100%, would go here, there, Parnasa, worry, this, it would sit here and learn all day, no? No. Say yes. Hey, yes.
It's not our job. Our
I'm
job,
saying?
Our job is not to do that. Hashem didn't program us to do that.
No, that's what Hashem says. Hineni matin lachem lechem min hashamayim. Why? No, that's what Hashem says. If we had real emunah, we would not run all day. What mean? Huh? No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. We wouldn't. We wouldn't. That's what Moshe Abraham says. Hello, Yaminuni. Hashem said, no, they believe you. So what did he exactly establish for us today? That even though that we're not 100% ma'amim, the Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem has no choice to
save us.
See what he did? Ishtabach Shem Olam. Ro'e Ne'eman. Ro'e Ne'eman. Moshe Abraham Olam Shalom. Shei Zechuto Maren Aleinu. Zah Hashem. נזכה בישועות, בשורות טובות, בקרוב. אמן, כי ירצו.
חוננו, יא חוננו, בזכות משה רבנו. חוננו, יא חוננו, בזכות משה רבנו.